We're doing the laws of Shabbos, Kitzur, Chod Shabbat, and we were learning about the task of Lush. And we had learned that the classical form of Lush is when you knead dough, you add flour and water, you mix it together, so we have Lush, the task of kneading dough. We said that when you make a thick batter, that is the task of Lush. When you make a thin batter, a liquid batter, so that is also Lush, only it's not a biblical form of Lush. It's rabbinic. Then we said, what happens if you're going to put cereal in your milk? So then that's not a prohibition of Lush. You didn't create one mixture. What happens if you add cocoa powder to water, or coffee to water, or to milk? So that's okay, because it remained liquid. Nothing here, so that doesn't come under the category of Lush. We now go to the concept of shinui, doing things differently than the classical way. Kmo bitchina, just as when we discussed the prohibition of grinding. So we said what grinding is, taking one object and turning it into a powder or turning it into smaller particles. By the same token, if I take a cucumber or an onion and I cut it very fine, I could enter the prohibition of tchina. We said sometimes you have to mash up food for a baby. So we would say, do it with the handle of the spoon, do it in a way that's a shinui, and then when it's part of the meal, that's okay. Even though I'm grinding it, but I'm grinding it for the meal and I do it with a shinui. So the same is true with lisha. There are times that Chazal permitted us to do lisha for the meal with a shinui. We do it differently than we ordinarily would. Sometimes the shinui is that we do a little at a time. If on a weekday we would mix a large quantity at once, so then on Shabbos we say you could mix a little bit at a time, that would be okay. Another shinui is in the way we do the mixture. Ordinarily, when you mix, you go around and around and around the bowl, right? That's the way you mix things. If you were not to mix that way, if you would mix by going up and down in the bowl and then right and left in the bowl, no one mixes that way. It's not comfortable. Bowl is round. It's more comfortable to go around than around. So that's another shinui in the way we make a mixture that would also permit it when we're doing something for the meal itself. Another form of shinui is if I mix it in the bowl itself. If ordinarily I would mix it with a spoon, and now I'm just going to swirl it around in the bowl, that's another shinui.
What exactly is prohibited when it comes to mixing?
We'll see in a minute. So let's see. Let's say I want to make a mixture which is going to be more diluted, or I want to soften something. Let's say I'm going to eat tea biscuits Shabbos morning, and I want the tea biscuits soft. I like soggy cereal, or I like soggy tea biscuits. So then I could pour it on it, or dip the biscuit inside, because over here I'm doing the opposite. I'm not doing lisha. Lisha is when I take a solid and a liquid and I use it to combine, to make one thing. Here, I'm adding the liquid in order to divide it, to break it down. So then it would be permissible. What would be another example of that?
Sugar and coffee.
Right. That would also be okay. A sugar cube in coffee. Right.
The sugary grain form that you pour in.
That's also fine. You're doing the opposite of lisha. You're diluting it. You're separating it. So that would be okay.
You're combining the contents of the sugar with the liquid that you're putting in, and therefore making the liquid sweet. Combining.
Fine, but it's still, it dissolves.
What would be examples like that?
Slowly. I'm just trying to go in order. Just a second. Okay, well, I'm trying to maintain his order. Let's say on Shabbos you want to make something that's a thin batter. I'm trying to think where we have that today. Let's say you're making a child's cereal. So today they have these powders that will make farina, they'll make oats for the kid. So you're mixing it, and it's not liquid. It's not like milk when you make a child, baby's milk when you make formula. You're making something thicker. So then, if the way you ordinarily do it is by putting the powder and pouring in the water, if that's the way you normally do it, I think today with our cereals we go the other way. We put in the water and then we add the powder, no? I'm saying in the days of Chazal, by putting in the water first, that would be a shinui. That would constitute doing it differently. But I think that today... I don't think so. When I haven't done it in a decade, I'm saying most of our kids don't eat this stuff. But we had one kid, I think, about 10 years ago, or 8 years ago, and I think we put the water in first. I think so. I think that's the norm today. So that would not be a shinui. It has to be the normal. I'm saying, what the norm is, not what I do, but what do people normally do? And I think in the instructions, and the Materna instructions says put in the water and then the powder, so that wouldn't be a shinui. And if you always do it one way, if you always switch, it's interchangeable by you, so then that's not a shinui, because sometimes you do this way, sometimes you do that way, so that also wouldn't be a shinui. Then you'd have to do a small amount at a time in order to accomplish a shinui. Yes? On a personal level. If the way you make the cereal is sometimes you put the milk first, sometimes you put the powder first, so you're making something thick, that's going to be lisha, and it's interchangeable by you, so then that would still be a problem. That's not a shinui when you do...
That the personal does not matter.
The personal doesn't matter when there's a norm in the world. If everyone in the world does one way... that's one thing, but if it's something which I think, like the example of making the cereal on Shabbos, I think some people will do this way and some people will do that way. I think, for example, the oats that you make for adults, I think everyone puts the oats first and then the water. No, you ever seen someone put the water and then the oats? I've never seen that. I'm saying, so there you could say that putting in the water first would be a shinui, but the baby's formula, I think you would definitely, again, regular formula is not a problem. The problem is when you're making thick oats with the baby's formula, then I think it's interchangeable. Tov? So, okay. So there, I think it does go by the individual. Yeah.